Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Our eyesight is a precious gift. How do we protect it? What factors contribute to diseases of the eye? What do our eye doctors look for during an examination? Let's go in depth with Dr. Jason Mosdam with Eye Health Solutions, Knoxville. Jason, what made you want to be an optometrist?
For me, it really started in high school. My high school biology teacher in my advanced placement biology class that I was taking ended up having what I found out later to be steroid-induced glaucoma, which doesn't mean a whole lot to anyone else, but brought in some pictures of his eye and what was going on with that. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And it just kind of took off from there. So I knew pretty much at an early age, you know, my senior year in high school, essentially, that started. But it was triggered by my high school science teacher.
Just the image of the eye did that, of the disease.
Yeah, it was a pretty gross-looking eye. He had a lot of things going on. But yeah, he just brought in the image, and then he kind of explained a little bit of what was going on with his eye. And it just kind of clicked, and everything took off from there. So, but yeah, seeing that eye, seeing the picture, hearing the explanation, you know, it was all, you know, like a light bulb went off, I guess, if you could say. It's a little bit of a cliche, but that's really kind of how it happened.
Could you explain a little bit the anatomy of the eye?
Sure. The eye, you know, the common way to think about the eye, or the best way I think to think about it, you know, as far as a layperson goes, is think of the eye like a camera. Of course, now everyone uses digital cameras, so we don't use film. But if we can remember back to when we used film, you know, there's a lens to the camera, which is the front of the eye. And then the film inside the camera is like your retina, or the interior lining of the eye. And so light has to come in and make an image on the film, or in the case of your eye, the retina. That image is transmitted to the brain, you know, which then generates the picture, you know, and that's like sending your film off to the photo processing place, and then you get the pictures back. Only your eye does this, you know, instantaneously rather than having to wait for the picture to be developed. But all the same basic structures that are in a camera, which would be the lens, you know, in the film, are really represented in the eye.
Now, all of us are very conscientious about our vision. We want to see well, but we often don't think about eye health as much as we should. I don't really think about it that often. Am I common or?
No, very common. You know, most of us, if it's not broken, we don't worry about it too much. You know, the key there, you know, and one of our big, I don't know if push is the right term, but one of the big things we like to get across to people is that eye health is important because there are no replacements for their eyes. There's no eye transplants. You can have the cornea transplanted, which is just the part on the front of the eye. But if something goes wrong in the back of the eye, you know, such as macular degeneration or glaucoma, you know, there's no replacing that. And so catching those, you know, types of diseases early on are very important as far as preventing that, because your vision, as it relates to your quality of life, you know, as we get older every year, that quality of life is huge, and vision's such a large part of that for people.
And so do we run the risk of getting more eye disease as we age?
Absolutely, yeah. People with higher rates of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, you know, high blood pressure can all damage the delicate tissue inside the eye. The eye is the only place in your body where you can directly view these blood vessels. And so these small little capillaries can be very prone to damage from these diseases. And we have the unique ability to look in the eye and actually look at the blood vessels. So it can give us a nice clue as to what's going on in the body. Diabetes especially is a huge issue and really one of the leading causes of blindness, depending on which age group that you're looking at.
So all of these diseases give clear signatures in your eye when you look at the images?
Yeah, we can often see these things long before you would notice them in your vision. So, you know, no different than, you know, getting other things checked out. I'll use cholesterol as an example. You know, there are things that, you know, don't have symptoms. You know, you're not going to feel if your cholesterol is elevated. Same thing with certain eye diseases. You won't tell in your vision until it's too late, you know, and we don't want people to wait until it's too late. You know, it's easier to prevent it from happening than it is to fix it once it's happened.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dr. Jason Mosdam. Let's say my glasses prescription is fine, and so I think I don't need to go to the eye doctor. Do I need to go more often than that, even if my prescription seems okay? What's the standard period?
For most of our patients, we just recommend a yearly visit. Some patients can go out to two, so 1 to 2 years, depending on your eye doctor. So my recommendation there would be just, if you've never had them checked, it's good to have them checked so you know where you stand, and then just take your eye doctor's recommendation. If he wants to see you in 1 year or two, that's usually based on the individual. But 1 year is kind of a standard. For somebody that sees well, just to make sure that the health of the eye, that nothing's sneaking up on you or creating any problems long term.
But in general, that's sufficient time. There's not diseases that will hurt the eye more rapidly.
Generally, we're catching most of those things in that time frame, unless somebody, and that's why it's good to go over that individually, because somebody may have a specific disease, or maybe they're taking a medication that could have issues, or they have a family history of a disease that could be different than that. So it's hard to really make that for everyone. But most of, for example, macular degeneration, glaucoma, diabetes, some of the biggies that we see, that time frame allows us to check. Where we get worried is when we haven't seen somebody for 5 or 6 years. A lot can happen, in that sort of time frame. So,
well, one of the things that I'd like to talk about with you today is macular degeneration. And I have a very purposeful visit here today, in the sense that my mom has macular degeneration, and she says that I need to go get checked for it. My sisters have been bugging me. It's been a little bit long since I've been to the doctor. And so,
but you're the first one that's ever said that, Bob. Yeah, we've never heard. No, I'm just
all right. So first, I know a little bit about it since my mom went through it, but please tell us what macular degeneration is, and hopefully we can test me and see if I have it or not.
Sure. Macular degeneration, the name of the disease is really age-related macular degeneration. It certainly is a bigger issue as you get older. What happens is the central part of your retina, the lining in the back of the eye, is called the macula. What happens in macular degeneration, and we still don't know quite all the reasons why, but that tissue starts to break down. We see this much more in people that have a family history of it, people that smoke, and people that are Caucasian or have Northern European heritage, much less so in people that are Hispanic or African American. We think that pigment in the back of the eye is protective against the disease. But smoking, UV damage, those things are all big risk factors for it. But essentially that tissue breaks down. And in some cases then can go on to cause bleeding in the back of the eye, which is then known as wet macular degeneration, or the more common type is the dry form of the disease where there's no bleeding, but just a progressive breakdown of the tissue in the back of the eye.
So do you think I have a high or low probability of having it?
Well, let's look at you here. Statistically, you've got a family history, so we check that box. You're Caucasian of I don't know what your ancestry is, but, Northern Europeans, yeah. Getting in the ballpark looking at you. I don't know how much time you spend out in the sun. Some, knowing where you live and, knowing you a little bit that way. So those are all risk factors. You're not a smoker, which is great. So you have a few risk factors. So it's hard to put a percentage on that, but certainly the family history would be the big one that jumps out there at us a little bit too. And then it depends on how aggressive it was with your mom. Some people can have some macular degeneration that maybe wasn't real aggressive, and took their vision early, or there can be types that, are very aggressive and rob vision at a very fast rate, where someone would go wet, very quickly instead of having the dry form, which can take years and years for that to develop.
Well, it sounds like we better check and see if I have it.
I think we ought to look, yeah. Hopefully give you some peace of mind, or if we see anything, we can talk about some things that can be done to slow things down.
But one of the ultimate consequences is loss of sight?
Yeah, loss of sight. The vision never goes completely black. But what happens in macular degeneration is your central area of vision is destroyed. So if you could imagine looking at something like looking at someone's face and not actually seeing their face. You can just kind of see their body, but you couldn't actually recognize the person is. So, you know, it does lead to blindness, but it doesn't go completely black. You know, so when we say blindness, you know, there's kind of degrees there. And so there is some vision remaining, but any vision that you would want for driving or reading or, you know, any sort of detail, you know, would be gone. And it can be on, you know, it can be totally gone or it can be just a little bit, you know, there can be a wide range depending on the severity of the disease.
Well, let's check.
All right, let's get after it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dr. Jason Mosdam.
So this is a microscope that we're going to use to examine both the internal and external health of the eye. So we'll have your chin in there, and then your forehead will go up against that bar.
Okay.
And if you can lean in just a little bit there where your forehead's touching, Bob. Perfect.
All right, I see.
And just kind of looking out past this here, and want to look at the exterior of the eye. Looking at the lids and lashes, lower lids, kind of a common area where we get little basal cell carcinomas or skin cancers. So always want to look at that carefully. Good. And then the drops that we put in have dilated your pupils. You've got just a trace of a cataract starting in this eye, and that's just a small opacity in the lens.
Really?
Nothing that's affecting vision really at this point, Bob, but just trace.
Is that normal?
It's okay. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say it's normal, but it's not creating an issue. And it doesn't look like it's going to be aggressive or changing. Not really seeing anything over here in the left eye, just trace in the right eye. And that could be from a history of an old trauma or something, you know, even as a kid. You can have that. So nothing I would certainly be concerned about. It's certainly nothing that needs removed. It's just a little spot just on the back surface of the lens. It's got a little opacity. It'd almost be like having a bad scratch in your glasses. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was off to the side, it wouldn't bother you. So just something to watch. But, yeah, certainly doesn't need any attention, but it's just a little lens opacity, and technically that's a cataract. Let's look inside in the retina. And, of course, with your mother having a family history of macular degeneration, good nerve tissue looks good. That's where glaucoma can damage the eye. The macula, we start to see little yellow bumps called drusen, and those are some of the earliest changes from macular degeneration. They're just little yellow calcium deposits. Good. Got one or two little calcium deposits back there. Certainly nothing that would classify as macular degeneration, but a couple little spots. Did your mom lose a substantial amount of vision from that?
Yeah, quite a bit.
How old was she when she...
She was in her 50s.
Okay. Yeah, so you're holding steady. And the thing is with macular degeneration, try to find this here. It's hard to see after that bright light. Just right out there for me, Bob. Is we're going to see those changes long before you notice them in your vision. Yeah, pretty solid over here. A couple little floaters back there, which you may see on occasion, which are just those little kind of spots. It's just a little debris in the jelly of the eye, Bob, but... Nerve tissue looks really good over here, so healthy. Just a couple little small, like I said, little deposits in that right eye, but nothing that would be concerning or be, you know, indicative of macular degeneration. But certainly the name of that disease is age-related macular degeneration, which means as you get older, your risk increases tremendously with that. So that'll be something to watch with that family history to pay very close attention to, you know, especially over the next 10 years or so, you know, where we would expect to see changes there. But right now, looking good.
Well, so, that's great news. I was a little worried.
Yeah, well, you know, if you get the family history and you see that, you know, with your mom, you know, it should be concerning. Huge risk factors, smoking, you know, UV protection, of course, is important as far as being out in the sun, you know, so when you're out sitting on the lawnmower, you know, cap even is good,
okay.
You know, just to kind of keep that UV light from getting in, you know, but smoking is a huge risk factor. And then, of course, some of the foods that are preventative are dark green leafy, you know, fruits and vegetables, you know, that type of stuff. Vegetables, obviously, with spinach being a good one, you know, that's available, so... So those are some things from a prevention standpoint, you know, that you could do. You'll see vitamins and things that are out there right now. For someone like you that doesn't have macular degeneration but has a family history, the research doesn't really indicate that you should be taking anything. In fact, we could do more harm than good there. Those are more for people that actually have macular degeneration, you know, like your mother. But for people that just have a family history, you just want to pay attention to your risk factors, which would be the smoking, you know, and then, you know, diet. So really things that you should be doing anyway, you know, that are good for you, you know, so, but everything else looks good. And that little tiny cataract is nothing to worry about. So just a little small opacity in the lens. I just want to mention it so you know that it's there.
So is that common?
I wouldn't say it's common, but it's not uncommon, you know, for somebody that's 55 and, you know, not having seen you before, that could have been there, you know, for 20 years, you know, so, but we'll see cataracts really in all ages. People can even be born with little lens opacity. A cataract just means that there's a little opacity or a little area that's not clear in the lens. Traditional cataracts that folks get as they get older, the entire lens gets cloudy. Yours is more just one little focal spot. So I would wager as a young fella, you probably got whapped in that eye, you know, at some point. And, you know, it caused a little funny spot in that lens, you know, which never created any symptoms or any problems. So I'm guessing you had some rough play as a youngster at some point down the road.
A little bit.
So, yeah, black eye, baseball in the eye, you know, fist if you're a little kid, you know, and you got a little bit of a scrap or something as a young fellow, that those types of things is what you
would say. Well, that could have happened.
Yeah, and like I said, it could be years ago, but nothing to worry about. Like I said, it's small and located and it doesn't look aggressive. It's not a traditional cataract that we would think of, you know, in somebody that's, you know, in their 70s or 80s as the lens just naturally gets a little more opaque. So,
well, great. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob. You did great.
Thanks to Dr. Jason Mosdam for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.